Welcome in St. John's County to the St. John's County show that's on in the morning. My name is Pete Melfi. With me this morning.
Am I on time?
Troy
said just be here at like 8:05. I'm on time, right?
You are. Okay. You're on Troy time.
I'm okay, good.
Sure.
He said 8:05 was good. And today's Thursday, right? Okay, just making sure I got everything good as a sidekick.
It's Friday. You're destroying your sidekick job. The one thing you have right.
Today's Friday? I've got to catch a plane today. I'm late for my plane. I got to go.
Hang on now. You've got the most extravagant plaid shirt you can find.
Yes.
With when you roll up the sleeves, there's a different pattern there.
That's right.
That's a very Troy shirt.
Very Troy shirt.
Very Troy. You got the neck gaiter.
That doesn't match anything.
And the hat, what I imagine is the craziest hat in your hat collection.
Yes.
That's great. Well, we don't, if Troy looks a little different to you, this is Mike Davis. As most of you know, he is a host of Uncommon Ground in the afternoons, which many folks who watch the morning show also watch. Mike, I don't think anybody's ever seen you like this, though, man.
No, I've never seen me like this.
No.
I've never seen me like this.
But this is going to be a good show. I have a feeling this is going to be a very, very entertaining show, man. We got a lot to get to, including toilet paper running out on the shelves again. We're going to get to that.
Again.
I know.
It's not a dysentery disease.
I know, but I'm going to give you my reason why I think people are stocking up on toilet paper. I do have to start out the show, however, we a lot more to get to, too. We've got a Thanksgiving food giveaway and Florida Man Friday today, which is everybody's only favorite part of this show. They all just wait for Fridays when things get really good. But first, I got to tell you guys, the morning show is sponsored by our friends at Old City Homes. Jerry at Old City Homes has a few remaining affordable, brand new, two-bedroom, two-bath houses starting at $165. Call Jerry at 904-466-9505. And big shout out to Nissan of St. Augustine as well. Will Barnes, the general manager out there at Nissan of St. Augustine, wants you to know that there's no reason to wait for Black Friday, because at Nissan of St. Augustine, the savings are here for the entire month of November. They're offering 0% financing for up to 12 vehicles. I don't think that's all at the same time, but maybe it is at the same time.
Could
Mike.
Be a big family.
Big family.
Big family.
Everybody needs
Catholic
a car
family.
In the family right now.
Yes.
Some of them out to 72 months with over 200 new Nissans in stock, including the new, completely stunning, redesigned 2021 Rogue. That wouldn't be new if it was just 2020. But you have to go see Nissan of St. Augustine
today.
Actually,
the new
today.
Ones are probably 2023s right now.
That's, well,
they're always way out in advance.
They're way out in advance. But they do have the 2021s out there. So Nissan of St. Augustine, 2755 US 1 South. Or you can order online at nissanofstaugustine.com, because you can order everything online these days, Mike.
Everything's online.
Everything.
Everything, including toilet paper.
Apparently, you might have to get your toilet paper online. Wait a couple of days for it.
Toilet paper's also online.
Because, wow, and we're going to get into that in a second, Mike, but we start out each show with a question of the day today. And this is kind of, this is one that I'm hoping you'll answer with Troy as your friend in mind. But the question of the day, is there a personality trait that you'd like to adopt from one of your friends? Is there any personality traits that you'd like to adopt from Troy, Mike? While you think about that, I'll give you my answer. I just talked to my brother about this. I have a friend. I have a good friend. His name's Rick. Been friends with him for a really long time. This guy can pick up any sport within a matter of 2 days and be miraculously good at it. I mean, can hang with people who've been playing for years. I mean, it's just amazing. I remember he, what'd you kick Troy's
bobbleheads? I forgot the bobbleheads are under here.
No, my friend was great at basketball, but I remember he dated a girl in high school who was on the soccer team, and within days, he's like kicking soccer balls over his head, and like, he's better at soccer than half of the soccer team.
Mm-hmm.
So that was always something I envied, the ability to just be great at any sport almost instantly.
And I have racked my brain for things of Troy's traits that I would want.
Most of them are an
absolute hell no, that I do not want those traits.
Yeah.
However, he does have a lot of useless trivia.
Lots of useless
trivia. And I've got a lot of useful trivia. So it'd be nice to kind of balance the two and have a little more useless trivia.
Okay.
So I think, and he's really good at guessing numbers on Friday's Best Guess.
So do you think this Friday is going to be good at guessing numbers in the casino? Also, is he going to get stuck out there in Vegas?
I really think before the end of the show, as his plane takes off from Jacksonville, between then and the time it lands, that's when the lockdown. There's a 3-hour window for the lockdown to start. And the lead on our show this afternoon should be Nevada, Las Vegas lockdown.
I hope it is.
We should, and we could get live reports from Troy over the weekend. Troy, what's the lockdown
as he
like?
Just continuously stays in the air, circling Las Vegas, waiting for them to, because he won't let them go back. He wants to go to Vegas so bad this year.
Oh, and he's threatened to drive back if they lock him down, which should be its own adventure.
Yeah.
Of
well, I am going to call the Nevada police if Troy plans on doing that. We're going to make sure they appropriately quarantine him for the amount of time that.
What do you mean call?
Call.
The operative word is called. I've called the Las Vegas.
Put them on
I've
alert.
Called. Then I've let them know he's coming. I've called.
So you're going to be
call
the host.
Call means you're going to do it. I've already done it.
So that means you're going to be the co-host of this show for another 2 weeks?
Probably at least that long. He's probably locked down for that long. Plus some of the other things I said about him.
Yeah, okay. Well, there's a lot to say about
there's
Troy.
A lot to say.
And he shows up dressed like this, and people are going to wonder anyway. And this is, I got to give you credit, man. This is a very Troy. I almost called you Troy at the beginning of
ouch.
The show. You came in pretty much late with the most outrageous outfit I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So I appreciate your effort. And
I will not be wearing this on Uncommon Ground this afternoon.
It's a good look. You're not going to wear this to the meeting you have to go to?
No, I'm not wearing this to the rest of my meetings today.
Come on,
because the meetings are important to me.
You would stand out. Nobody would forget the Mike Davis presentation at the meetings.
No, that's they would forget me. All right, that was the last time we're dealing with that guy.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what people are forgetting?
What's
is how to not buy toilet paper. I tried to do a good segue and I just blew that one. People are forgetting etiquette. They're forgetting to leave toilet paper for the rest of us who are not freaking out over toilet paper on the shelves. I got to tell you, Mike, I saw a couple of posts yesterday that were talking about, my Publix is bare, So I went on the St. Augustine review page with, a bunch of thousands of people on there to ask if other people around St. John's County were seeing this. Huge list of people who say their store is pretty much out or pretty much done.
Did you not know you need toilet paper?
Apparently people, I don't know, I think they think there's going to be another lockdown. And they want to prepare and make sure they're completely prepared for the lockdown with just the essentials. Toilet paper, you're going to need that through all of lockdown unless you're going to install your own
there's
personal
There's not
going to
be. We're in Florida. We're not going to lock down.
DeSantis
is not locking us down. So everybody calm down. You have to remember, though, where you have relatives that are out of town right now. So I have a relative that's out of town. I take care of their house.
Okay.
They have toilet paper and paper towels. So I have a backup supply. I'm good. You just have to remember, do you have friends that aren't home? And then go raid their stuff.
Well, I've got a list here, Mike, of places you can still get toilet paper. In some places, you actually can't.
Troy's not home either.
So, Troy buys the expensive toilet paper too.
Can you see the headline in the 904 now?
Troy comes home to empty toilet.
Empty
paper
toilet paper. Man's house broken into. Toilet paper and paper towels stolen. Yeah. Everything else is there.
It's a good thing people don't know where Troy lives, or else people might actually be raiding his house for toilet paper.
Your direct messages, we will give you the address.
That's right. You're welcome, Troy. I hope Troy's watching on the plane.
Oh, he's
right
watching right now. He's like, what the heck?
So here's a list of places that people have told me are out or pretty much bare, pretty much have nothing. Right now. And this has already happened. It took like a day, Mike. And the shelves are already empty, just completely emptying out. So out or bare, we've got Moultrie Publix. We've got Target. We've got Publix at Mission Trace, Mirabella Publix, Winn-Dixie North, Publix at 210. Publix on the island, I'm told, is about 25% right now. And Walmart is pretty much gone as well. And a lot of those places, it's toilet paper and paper towel.
I knew it was bad when I came through the King Street Riberia light.
Yeah.
And there's a guy on the corner selling toilet paper. I knew it was bad then. I'm just like, man, this is really getting rough.
I would not doubt that. Now, if you're anywhere close to Cobblestone Publix, you still got a chance. The dollar store on 207, you still got a chance. Downey's Janitorial Supplies on Dobbs Road. They stay pretty well stocked. They stayed pretty well stocked through the last one. Winn-Dixie by Target reportedly has a bunch And then Home Depot was apparently going to selling toilet paper too yesterday. They had a big display out there at Home Depot. But here we go again, man. The toilet paper shortage.
Is that what 2020 is going to be remembered for?
Yes, absolutely. Isn't that the one thing 2020 is going to be
remembered for?
There
was so much crap, there wasn't enough toilet paper to clean it up. That's what it's going to be remembered for.
That's really it. Somebody should make that into a card, I think, actually.
Well, I'm waiting for the Charmin meme to come back. Right? So there was a Charmin meme. Remember the bear? Yeah. And it was the Scooby-Doo, right?
Okay.
Let's find out who's behind this toilet paper run. And you lift the mask off and it's the Charmin bear.
Yeah.
I would have gotten away for it if it wasn't for you kids.
I saw a good meme of, I think it was the Terminator running away with with just a pack of toilet paper on his motorcycle, man. It's just
All the toilet paper memes are coming back.
They are. They're all coming back.
The videos of guys selling, like opening up a coat like that. Hey, man.
Right. Yeah.
It's $20. That's I got one roll here.
That's why do you think I wore this coat today? Man, I got toilet paper in here. I got to make some money tomorrow. I'm hitting the streets after this show, man. Actually, no, I can't believe it, man.
I can't either.
It's nuts. And, but I guess people are just preparing. They're going back to what they know. I guess we can look forward to, we already know how this plays out, right? There's going to be nothing but pork on the shelves in 2 weeks, in 2 weeks,
right.
You know, because everybody bought up all the meat, but they left the hot dogs. Exactly. They left the pork chops. For whatever reason, the pork was not what people wanted.
Pineapple pizza will also be on the shelf.
Pineapple pizza.
No one eats that, so that'll be on the shelf.
Yeah,
so.
Isn't that the funny thing? That all the healthy stuff's still there. All the fruit, all the vegetables, all the stuff that's actually good for you against coronavirus.
There's never been a run on spinach. I'm just saying, there's never been a run on spinach.
Right. Yeah. And if people were smart, there probably would have been a run on spinach.
Almond milk will still be on the shelves.
Yes, probably.
Yep.
Probably.
Tofu. There'll be plenty of tofu.
Is tofu still a thing?
I have no
idea. People still do
Brussels
tofu?
Sprouts will still be around.
All right. Please stop naming disgusting foods, Mike. You're making me not hungry.
This I'm first trying time to sidekick
can talk
this.
About food and make me not hungry. Hey, man, tonight we got more St. Augustine High School football.
Mm-hmm.
That's very exciting. St. Augustine High School continuing their playoff run. Escambia, I believe it is tonight, and Escambia, I think, knocked them out a couple years ago when they met in the playoffs. So
usually, when you get to this level, there's consistent teams that make it most years, not every year, but year after year. So if you get here, you've run into a team like this before. You've beat them; they've beaten you.
Yeah.
You kind of have a little bit of history with them. It may go back 5 or 10 years, but there's going to be it should be a good game.
It should be
What
a good
time's
game.
The game tonight?
We're excited on getting out there. It's 7:30 out there tonight at Foots Brumley Stadium.
But you don't want to watch it there.
No, you want to. Well, you can't watch it there for the most part, unless your family or you're volunteering.
There's not enough toilet paper out there, so definitely stay home.
And don't take the toilet paper from out there. Don't try stuffing the toilet paper in your shirt and bringing it with you. But that should be exciting. Pedro Menendez also going.
But it's on the St. Augustine game's on the 904
yes,
now.
It is on the 904.
It's on the 904. I'm trying to get you a shameless plug here.
Thank you. I appreciate.
I'm trying to make the host look good.
Yeah, I appreciate somebody doing my job here this morning. That's nice. But yeah, you can watch that. People have been loving that live stream. Appreciate you guys for being a sponsor of those live streams this year. And it was really great of you and everybody else to really help us bring those to people. Because, like I said, people can't watch.
No.
People can't be there this year.
No.
So exciting. You can continue to watch St. Augustine.
And it's been great you doing what you've been doing.
Yeah.
I think it's really good. You look at people that have thought outside the box and said, how do we get this out? Okay.
Yeah.
So whether it's you with a football game or, local churches have gone to Zoom, all of these YouTube stuff that's now out there. If we didn't have the technology, right?
Yeah.
So you wouldn't be able to share all this. And I think you've done a phenomenal job of doing that. And it's not easy to cart everything out there, set it up.
No, it's not. But luckily, man, I got a great team out there, including Dan Bagan and Bagan and Company, and they've got most of the hard setup, man. They make it pretty easy on me, I got to tell you.
Is he your Sherpa?
My Sherpa?
Yeah, that's the guy that carries all the stuff up to Mount Everest. So is he like the technology Sherpa? He carries all the cameras and the video and everything out there?
Partly, I guess, man.
Okay. But, Sherpa Dan. That's a new nickname.
Sherpa Dan.
Sherpa
you know,
Dan.
If I got to deal with Blackjack Pete,
that's right.
we're all getting nicknames, man.
There's an elevator.
There is an elevator,
That's all right. You still got to get it to the elevator.
I've been warned about the elevator, not to take the elevator, because it breaks and drops and kills people.
Have you ever been
It doesn't drop and kill people, but I've heard it break.
Have you ever been in an elevator and you rode in it once and said, that I'll never ride in it again?
This one here
is a little scary.
It sketches me out every time I get in it. Yeah.
Darcy and I were on a trip about a month and a half ago, and it's a three-story building, but it's like four. It really had to travel about four floors because the ceiling heights were so big, and it groaned the entire time.
Oh,
and it didn't feel like it was going straight. It kind of felt like it was going a little left and a little right. And so I used it to carry all the bags up there.
Yeah.
And I looked at her. I said, there's 45 steps down.
Yeah.
I'll make as many trips as possible. I'm not getting back in this elevator.
That does not sound like a good one.
It was like, no more elevator rides.
I did the Willis Tower. You know, they got those glass rooms now that you can, in Chicago, you can go to the top of the Willis Tower. It used to be the Sears Tower.
Mm-hmm.
And they have these glass boxes hanging off of the tower where you the floor is glass.
Yep.
And you just look down at it's pretty scary. But the elevator to get up there was this high speed, super speed elevator. And they're telling you how fast it's going and how high you are. And now you're higher than most airplanes fly, you know. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty freaky going that fast, that high. Because you're just thinking, if anything happens to this elevator, we got no chance, man.
Mm-hmm.
No, elevators freak me out a little bit sometimes. I don't take the elevator out there at St. Augustine High School. But yeah, you can catch that game starting around 7:15 here on the 904 now. Speaking of the people who help us put on these shows around here, you included, Fidus Roofing, a great partner of ours here at the morning show. They do amazing work. Local company for over 15 years. All their employees are local. I mean, it doesn't get more local than Fidus Roofing. They can hook you up with great deals, and they're master elite contractors for St. John's County, which allows them to offer warranties that nobody else in the business can. You can call them today. Get your roof inspected, because you may not even know you have a problem. They can find it and maybe able to get you a new roof or fix what you got going on as part of your deductible. And that makes it really, really easy.
So how many people do you think watching, when they just look without me talking, think it's Troy? I mean, I'm reading some of the comments online. It's like,
they're like, what is
that's not Troy's voice. Wait a minute. What happened to the beard, Troy?
Yeah, this is Troy without a beard. You guys didn't know what Troy looks like without a beard. This is Troy without a beard.
It's much easier for me to impersonate him than it is for him to impersonate me.
I think so. I don't know, man. Well, yeah. 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 Now, I don't think Troy just has a normal collared shirt in his collection.
No.
So I don't think he could handle that.
Nope.
Hey, I want to let people know about tomorrow, because big thing going on tomorrow, St. John's County Thanksgiving food distribution. This is happening out at the county fairgrounds starting at 10. They want to give away 1,000 turkeys and ready-cooked Thanksgiving meals to people who are in need here in St. John's County. You know, a lot of people have been affected by the shutdowns and the everything that went on this year. You know, there's still people out there who are really, really struggling. And these guys out at We Feed St. Augustine and Epic Cure coming together out at the fairgrounds tomorrow starting at 10 to give away just food for no questions asked. Come up, drive up, and they'll make sure you're taken care of for Thanksgiving. Now, I don't know if you made it out to the last event that Chef Tyrone, We Feed St. Augustine, and Epic Cure put on out there at Grace United.
I wasn't, but I did get some of the daddle tea last night.
Oh, his daddle tea.
His daddle tea was good. That was really, really good.
Yeah, man. But it was cars for blocks, man. Mm-hmm. So this is, it's an important thing that he's doing, a really good thing.
But these are important events. This is where, you know, we talk about St. Augustine's a great community to live in.
Yeah.
And it's people like this that go out and spend hours and hours and hours putting an event like this together, organizing it, making sure that there's enough food.
Yeah.
And then setting up the distribution. That's what makes our community great.
And unique. Because most communities don't do things like this.
No, we're a very giving, caring community. It's amazing to see that. Hats off to everybody that's involved in organizing and working for that. That's a great cause.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And it's first come, first serve. So if you're in need, make sure you get out there sometime close to 10 o'clock. I imagine the lines will be long, but it will be worth it. Just great people doing great things out here. I almost called you Troy again. It's just seeing that hat out of the corner of my eye and the plaid shirt. It's so Troy-esque. Now, this is the time when I usually ask Troy to comment, check the comments. While I do a read, he usually checks the comments before I do a read and totally messes up my flow. But I am going to tell people, while Mike is checking the comments, Construction Debris Removal is a family-owned company that's been in business for over 20 years. They take pride in doing the job the right way the first time. And if you have any questions about another one of our great sponsors here, containers, demo, any other questions, Call their office at 904-471-9709. That's CDR Construction Debris Removal. They can help you with your can needs. I'm sure you guys use CDR.
A lot.
Yeah.
They're a great company. Linda and Vernon are absolutely phenomenal. They're our go-to in that situation. We've asked him to demo a lot of stuff over the years.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's, so I grew up, you work construction.
Yeah, I worked for CDR out of high school.
So I can remember the day, I'll give you a story. Flagler College needed to put a new door through a wall.
Uh-huh.
Right. So it's a coquina wall. It's at the base of the building, right? It's on the first floor.
Okay.
It's 4 feet thick. All right. So it took our guys in the 80s with jackhammers and slings and saws about a week and a half to cut that opening. Right.
Wow.
So years later in the early 90s, we have to cut one of those openings again. And we hire a company, CDR, right? They come in, they have these huge chainsaws.
Yeah.
It's a morning. One morning and it's gone. And you're looking at that thinking, man, that's progress. I love progress because you just would walk by those guys and you watch them 8 hours a day just chipping on this wall because there wasn't the equipment back then to knock the hole in the wall.
Yeah.
And we're like, man, does anybody have any dynamite? I mean, it just, it might be better to, and you probably had lots of demo. How many concrete slabs did you cut up?
Oh yeah.
And beat up with a jackhammer, right? And a sledgehammer. And now all of a sudden you watch somebody come in with all these great new tools and it's like, oh, that's out.
Well, I had a Bobcat. I use the Bobcat a lot.
Oh.
You just slam down with the Bobcat, break it up a little bit, get under there, shovel it up, break it up.
You rich son of a...
Hey, man, CDR had the
equipment. God, I can't believe how rich you were.
They had the equipment, not me.
Bobcat. We had a shovel and a wheelbarrow.
I remember asking the stupidest question ever to Vernon in the demolition industry. He had bought a brand new... I remember it was a Hitachi backhoe. So he had bought a Hitachi backhoe, and he told me the price on it. And I'm like... I said the stupidest thing ever to him. You ready for this, Mike?
What?
You could have bought a Lamborghini with that. You know, he said the best thing back to me.
Yeah.
He said, Lamborghini ain't going to make me no money. You know? So,
the education of Pete continued.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
the education of Pete continued.
That was a great life lesson to learn.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a kid who learned a great life lesson here, and it's don't hang out with your dad. This Florida Man Friday.
Is this Bart Simpson?
No, but it could have been. This Florida Man Friday is just crazy. A spokesman for the Polk County Sheriff's Office, Brian Bruchet, said that 36-year-old Ernest McKnight told detectives that he wanted to take his son with him on a crime spree so that his son wouldn't be soft. Wanted to harden his son up. His 8-year-old son took him on a little bit of a crime spree. Police say that
with or without a gun.
Oh, we'll get to that.
Okay, that's an important question.
We'll
Sorry.
Get there.
I'll wait.
We'll get there. On Thursday, McKnight was spotted in a red Hyundai that was taken from a road surveyor, just a road surveyor, random road surveyor. He then took police on a high-speed chase before he was apprehended. Police say they clocked McKnight going over 120 miles an hour before they were able to catch him. After they corralled McKnight, authorities discovered the child in the vehicle. McKnight currently being held on a wide variety of crimes, they say, including possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, domestic violence.
He didn't use the excuse, it's my kid's gun?
No, well, he may have tried. The story doesn't say he may have tried that. Domestic violence, loitering, prowling, narcotics, resisting, theft, and more that they just didn't even want to take the time to list here. The boy has since been reunited with his family that's a lot more responsible.
That doesn't want to get him tough.
That's right. Trying to toughen his son up a little bit, man. That's an extreme way to do it at 8.
Did his mom enroll him in dance classes or piano?
I'm just
trying to figure out how
maybe,
she balanced that out.
You know
dance
what?
Or piano? Maybe both.
Maybe. Mike, you brought a stoidum stat today.
I brought a stat.
I'm impressed.
A stat and today in history.
Okay.
So I figured since we're podcasting that the stat today should be how many podcasts are there?
Oh, wow.
There are currently 850,000 podcasts.
Wow.
All right. Not all successful like ours, but 850,000.
That's right.
Some of them will get there eventually, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
There are more than 30 million episodes out there somewhere to watch.
Wow. Yeah,
30 million.
I believe it.
Yeah.
So if you're ever bored, I'd say download the 904 Now app and watch our podcast.
Mm-hmm. Because you're going to laugh and learn.
Roku TV.
You're
going to
laugh and learn. We're going to Roku? Are
we're
we live?
We're on Roku.
We live now?
We're not live yet.
We're getting
But we're experimenting with that.
Oh, I like
we're
experiments.
Getting close to
okay.
live.
All right.
And
do you want
okay.
Do you want the fact for today?
Let's hear the
today
fact.
In history.
Let's hear the today in history.
Today in history, in 1985, Windows released version 1.0.
Wow.
Windows 1.0, 1985. The picture in the story was of the little Windows button, right? Uh-huh. So you push the Windows button. Of course, I read a couple of comments down and some tech guy, the Windows button wasn't invented until Windows 4.0. And I was like, dude, why
somebody's
would you put that out there?
Ruin it.
Just because you know that, you shouldn't share that.
That's yeah. even more nerdy than you, Mike. I'm surprised you weren't the first
wouldn't
one
have,
to pick that
I
up.
Would not have put that out there. And the other, because the other stat, this day in history, in 1789, New Jersey became the first state to ratify the Bill of Rights.
Wow.
So okay. 1789, we have a Bill of Rights ratified.
Yeah.
And now New Jersey's in a lockdown. Just yeah. think about that. Let that kind of yeah. settle for a little bit.
Yeah.
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 All right. So that's it. I didn't bring anything else. I didn't bring solid. A single piece of paper. I didn't bring notes. My backpack is still at the office. I completely Troyed this.
Well, I got to say, you Troyed it better than Troy's done the entire time. Yeah, the fantastic co-host. I appreciate you being here and giving it your all with the hat and the neck gaiter, too.
It's the only hat I have. No, I actually have one that's probably worse. So if you ask me back again, I may have to bring the worst hat.
All right. And well, we got a little bit of time, and hey, Troy might be stuck out there for a while.
So, let's see. If that plane leaves in the next 10 minutes, lockdown, the chance of lockdown increases exponentially as he gets closer to Vegas.
Oh, that would just be hilarious.
Yep.
Hey, want to shout out again, Old City Homes, CDR, Fidus Roofing, and Nissan of St. Augustine for being great sponsors of the show. We really appreciate that. And we appreciate you guys watching each and every morning. It's really awesome to get to talk to you guys and be here doing what we do. So I'm going to check some comments, go reply to some people. Mike, thank you again for hanging out. You'll be back at 5 o'clock this afternoon.
I'll be back at 5. It's a mystery guest. I don't know.
Guest.
I have until 5 to find a guest. If not, it's me and you.
All right.
We'll figure it out.
Right.
We always do. And I want to thank you. This is the first time that I've been actually in the studio.
That's right.
For the
We've
morning
tried
show.
So many times,
yep.
but just haven't been able to get you
well,
locked in.
It, important people like us that aren't sidekicks. Have things to do. So it's hard
That's
to.
That's right.
If you're a sidekick,
I
you're
know.
Always available to sidekick.
I, that's right.
Right. I mean, that's the part about being a sidekick.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, I can be
yeah.
there. I can sidekick.
If another superhero needed to call on Robin, Robin would have to go.
Robin would be there.
Robin would
Batman
have to
could
go.
Say, I'm busy.
Yeah.
I'm
he
saving the world
Robin.
Somewhere else.
Yeah.
That's what Robin's for.
That's right. All right, man. All right. Well, thanks for hanging out. We'll catch you at 5 o'clock. We'll see you guys a little bit later on today as well. Have a great rest of your day.